Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire. Where were you on Monday, April 8th, 1974? The great Paul Hill has no recollection, but I do remember several details of that date and of that era fairly decently. Here in Canada, the first Olympic lottery was just 1 week away, and tickets were being purchased in Midland and across the country at a rapid pace. Somebody was going to win $1 million, which in 1974 was big. Actually, $25,000 was big money in 1974, and that's what entertainer Sammy Davis Jr. offered to whomever caught Hank Aaron's Major League record home run. On the night of April 8th, 1974, an Atlanta Braves record crowd of 53,000 plus were at Fulton County Stadium. Who knows how many more, like me, watched Hank Aaron come to the plate in the fourth inning against LA Dodgers pitcher Al Downing, tied with the immortal Babe Ruth with 714 career home runs.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
Braves pitcher Tom House caught that ball in the bullpen. He ignored Dodgers outfielder Bill Buckner's plea for the ball and never thought once about cashing the $25,000 bounty offered by Sammy Davis Jr. Instead, House sprinted directly onto the field and ran towards home plate where he saw Aaron and Aaron's mother in an embrace. Tom House would observe that he also saw tears in Aaron's eyes, and why not, based on the historical baseball significance of that moment and also based on the endless obstacles and opposition that Hank Aaron overcame just to get to that point. For catching Hank Aaron's record-setting home run, Tom House got a Magnavox TV from a local dealer. I'm sure that TV set was terrific and had sentimental value, but I'm also certain the TV wasn't nearly as enduring as Hank Aaron's moment and the historic legacy that climaxed April 8th, 1974. I'm Fred Wallace.